Hi everyone, welcome back to GermanPod101.com. You're listening to Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 4. How do you spell that name in German? I'm Gabriella.
Hi, my name is Frank. What are we learning in this lesson, Gabriella?
In this lesson, you'll learn how to spell your name in German.
This conversation takes place at the reception of a language school in Hamburg.
The conversation is between Kate and two people working at the reception.
The speakers are in a business relationship, so they're using formal German.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Guten Tag, ist das hier die Anmeldung?
Nein, hier ist nicht die Anmeldung. Die Anmeldung ist da links.
Ah, danke. Guten Tag. Ist das hier die Anmeldung?
Ja. Wie heißen Sie?
Kate Andrews.
Wie buchstabiert man das?
Nachname? A-N-D-R-E-W-S. Vorname? K-A-T-E.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Guten Tag. Ist das hier die Anmeldung?
Nein, hier ist nicht die Anmeldung. Die Anmeldung ist da links.
Ah, danke. Guten Tag. Ist das hier die Anmeldung?
Ja, wie heißen Sie?
Kate Andrews.
Wie buchstabiert man das?
Nachname A-N-D-R-E-W-S. Vorname K-A-T-E.
Let's hear it with the English translation.
Guten Tag, ist das hier die Anmeldung?
Good day, is this registration?
Nein, hier ist nicht die Anmeldung. Die Anmeldung ist da links.
No, this isn't registration. Registration there is on the left.
Ah, danke.
Ah, thank you.
Guten Tag. Ist das hier die Anmeldung?
Good day, is this registration?
Ja. Wie heißen Sie?
Yes. What's your name?
Kate Andrews.
Kate Andrews.
Wie buchstabiert man das?
How do you spell that?
Nachname A-N-D-R-E-W-S. Vorname K-A-T-E.
Last name A-N-D-R-E-W-S. First name K-A-T-E. Okay, Frank, let's talk about spelling things in German.
Well, German speakers like to give specific words, usually names, beginning with each letter you spell, especially in official situations.
Ah, I see. It makes sense as it helps both speakers to avoid confusion, which can easily occur when you're on the phone.
Genau, exactly. It's a great way to get used to German pronunciation and some traditional German names. So how about we have a look at some of these?
All right, sounds like a good idea, Frank.
For A, there's Anton. And then for B, Bertha. And it continues with Caesar.
Hey, is that a name?
No, it's not a name. It just means Caesar. Then there's Dora and Emil, Friedrich and Gustav, and so on, until we get to Zacharias.
For the whole list, please check the lesson notes.
Right.
Okay, now let's move on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall look at is
Anmeldung.
Registration. Application.
Anmeldung. Anmeldung.
Next.
Hier.
Hier.
Hier. Hier.
Next.
Danke.
Thank you.
Danke. Danke.
Next.
Wie?
How?
Wie? Wie?
Next.
Vorname.
First name.
Vorname. Vorname.
Next.
Nachname.
Last name.
Nachname. Nachname.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we're going to talk about is Anmeldung.
Ah, yes, Anmeldung. This is a really important word in Germany, and it's even more important to memorize its many different meanings because it has so many different uses, doesn't it, Frank?
Yes, this feminine noun can mean announcement, application, declaration, front desk, registration, or notification.
That's a lot of meanings.
In the context of this lesson's dialogue, it means registration and refers to a registration desk.
It's also related to the verb anmelden, meaning to register, and this is usually reflexive to show that the person is registering him or herself. The whole infinitive verb is sich anmelden.
Genau, exactly, sich anmelden.
Next up are the terms for name, Name, Vorname, and Nachname. Name is obviously name, but the broken down versions of first name and last name go like this.
Vorname.
First name.
Nachname.
Last name.
Vor means before.
And nach means after.
So your before name is your first or given name, Vorname.
And your after name is your last name, or your family name, Nachname. Okay, now let's move on to the grammar.
In this lesson, you'll learn about the German alphabet, which consists of the same letters as the English one, but with four additions. So it totals 30 letters. Let's go through the obvious letters first.
Note the different names of the letters you have. You need to know these so that you can spell out your name or your email address.
A is A. A. And when you're pronouncing it, you should also be careful to make this sound clearly. This applies to all vowels, in fact.
That's right, listeners. Pay particular attention to the vowels.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, which is H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. That's V. V, that's W. X, Y, that's Y. And Z.
The last one you heard is Z in British English. The American English for this is Z.
Now let's move on to the four letters unique to German.
Okay, what are they, Frank?
They are Ä, Ö, Ü, and SZ.
I see. Tell us more.
Ä is an A with two dots on top. This is called an umlaut, and you may hear this term used in German spelling.
Got that, listeners? If you've wondered about those two dots over some letters, now you know it's called an umlaut.
Ö is an O with an umlaut. Ü is a U with an umlaut. And finally, there's a character that looks like a curvy B, pronounced like SZ. It's called scharfes S, which means sharp S, like the sound a snake might make. It sounds like
and it looks a bit like the Greek beta or a capital letter B, but please don't write it as capital B, as that's a totally different letter.
Yeah, if you're really struggling to write this letter, just write a double S, which is the standard Latin alphabet equivalent used for SZ.
This is also useful to remember when you're using a non-German keyboard or don't have access to the SZ.
Nützlich. Useful.
Well, that just about does it for this lesson.
Listeners, are you looking for a cheat sheet to memorize German vocabulary? Have you checked out our video vocab series?
These themed video lessons combine visual cues with the voices of native speakers.
Just another effective method of learning and retaining thousands of vocabulary words.
Go to GermanPod101.com.
Click on the video lessons tab.
And hit play.
It's that easy.
But don't take our word for it.
Try it for yourself at GermanPod101.com.
Okay, thank you for tuning in, everyone.
And we'll see you next time. Tschüss.
Guten Tag, ist das hier die Anmeldung?
Nein, hier ist nicht die Anmeldung. Die Anmeldung ist da links.
Ah, danke. Guten Tag, ist das hier die Anmeldung?
Ja, wie heißen Sie?
Kate Andrews.
Wie buchstabiert man das?
Nachname? A-N-D-R-E-W-S. Vorname? K-A-T-E.